That late afternoon, following her shift, Molly Crane drove into Swan Harbor and parked across the street from the offices of Garrison's Landscaping. Jim Garrison's Escalade EXT was right out front. Dylan Taylor was also in Swan Harbor, waiting for Drake Daniels to come off his shift. Jesse trusted Lundquist would keep his word to put someone on Officer Daniels. What Jesse couldn't be sure of was Lundquist's willingness to share information. It was easy enough for Healy to find his assignment for the evening, because as soon as the sun went down, James Earl Vanderkamp headed to the nearest bar. Suit followed Leon Vanderkamp. Jesse pulled his Explorer into the parking lot of the Magic Valley Handgun and Rifle Range. There were two alleged coincidences that really stuck in Jesse's craw. That John Vanderkamp just happened to be shooting handguns in the hours prior to his death, and that he then fatefully appeared 20 feet in front of Alicia Davis when she stepped out of the Gray Gull. It struck Jesse that these things were too damned convenient to be believed. With Vanderkamp's clothing and skin covered in gunshot residue, and in the absence of a weapon on the scene, it would be impossible to find evidence to support Alicia's claim that she had been fired upon first. Jesse thought it even more unlikely that serendipity was responsible for John Vanderkamp's appearance at the Gull. As he opened the Explorer's door, he thought, first things first. But before Jesse got out of his SUV, his phone vibrated in his pocket. He pulled out the phone and got back inside the Ford. It was Connor Cavanaugh again, and this time Jesse answered. Connor, I'm sorry I haven't returned your calls. No problem, Jesse. I know this has been a crazy week for you. Crazy's one word for it. That was followed by a long silence. Jesse put an end to it. So, Connor, what's up? You called me, remember? That Cole guy, the one who stayed here for a few days? What about him? You know I had to pack up his things in a hurry, right? I do. What's this about? Well, Jesse, I don't know if this means anything, but when I was packing up the kid's stuff, I found something that was a little, I don't know, strange. Weird, maybe. I'm not sure.
You've got my attention. What did you find?
A picture.
A picture?
A photo.
Of?
You, I think, and a woman. She was very pretty, beautiful, really. She had dark hair and a real dark tan and a great smile. You were much younger, with sunglasses on, and you were wearing an LAPD uniform. She was sitting on your lap with her arms around your neck.
Jesse said, did it say anything on the back? Was it dated?
I don't think so. I don't like snooping at personal stuff. And if I didn't think I recognized you in the picture, I wouldn't have even looked as closely as I did.
I understand.
What do you think it means, Jesse?
I'm not sure. Thanks for the heads up.
Like I said, no problem. I just thought you should know.
Connor's call had brought it all back to him in a rush. Jesse didn't like focusing on his life in L.A. The way things ended for him out there with Jen's cheating, his dive down the bottle, and his getting fired. It was all pretty ugly stuff. One thing was clear. The woman in the photo wasn't Jen. He'd dated a lot of women before hooking up with Jen, but there weren't any very serious relationships before her. Not in L.A. He tried matching Connor's description of the woman with a name. Problem was, it fit a few women from those days. That wasn't the real issue. The issue was why Cole Slayton should have a photo of Jesse with any woman. Whatever the reason, it would have to wait. Jesse walked across the parking lot and through the range's front door. The somewhat acrid smell of gunpowder was noticeable as Jesse stepped inside. He recognized the man at the front counter from the video Weld had shown him.
"Can I help you, officer?"
the counterman asked.
"That obvious?" You work a place like this, you get to recognize professionals from the buffs and the freaks.
Then, realizing what he'd said, the counterman looked around to make sure no one other than Jesse had heard him. Jesse flashed his chief's shield.
I'm Jesse Stone, Paradise Police Chief.
The smile slid right off the counterman's face.
Tough news today about your cop. You're not here to shoot, are you?
Jesse shook his head. I'd like to look at all the footage from the day John Vanderkamp shot here. Jesse could see the counterman's wheels turning.
Look, Chief, it's not my place. Maybe I better call the owner and see what he says.
You could do that, and I could bring a warrant. But that would piss me off, and I would have to ask the state police to sit outside in the parking lot night and day for the next few weeks, maybe searching some of the patrons' vehicles for weapons that...
Right this way, Chief.